Welcome to Fit Chicks Chat, the podcast dedicated to fitness, nutrition, and wellness tips. Today's episode, we're focusing around holistic nutrition and health coaching practices, because if you haven't heard, we have our very favorite time of year happening, which is our free Holistic Weight Loss Coach Week. That's right. This is starting on October 19th to the 22nd. It is a virtual event that is 100% free and dedicated to mind-blowing nutrition, health, and weight loss education for you. So grab your free ticket today at fitchicksacademy.com/coachweek. Again, that's fitchicksacademy.com/coachweek. And we look forward to seeing you there. Now on to today's episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson. And on today's episode, we are talking about top nutrition swaps for weight loss. Now, I love swaps. It's been one of those things ever since I got interested in nutrition. I got interested in diets and weight loss. That was really my first introduction into nutrition, was actually going on a diet. But I always loved this idea of swapping. And, you know, I used to download those little charts and stuff that would say, oh, eat this, not that. That was a very popular book. But I didn't realize what a powerful tool nutrition swaps are, not only for your own weight loss journey, but for coaching your clients. So I want to bring back those nutrition swaps, because I really feel like this coaching tool, again, for yourself or for your clients, can be something that completely empowers you to make not only more, I don't want to say better nutrition choices, but more informed nutrition choices. But it also gives you that kind of secret weapon, so you know what to do in certain situations, especially when you're out, you're traveling, you're maybe at a friend's house, you're ordering at a restaurant. You have that tool to be able to know, okay, I'm not going to have this. I'm going to swap it for this. And why? So this is something that in the Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Coach Certification that we have starting on October 30th. So you're interested, make sure to check out fitchicksacademy.com. But this is something in certification that I teach, this method that is called the add, swap, replace. So it's this idea around, first of all, when you're trying to make a nutrition shift, many times what we do, or what we try to do with our clients, is say, like I was saying earlier, eat this, not that. Say no to this, go to this. But many times when we're first starting, especially if we're brand new to nutrition, it's really overwhelming, right? And we're trying to learn at the same time as we're trying to do, and we're having all these thoughts, and we have a relationship with the food that we've been eating. So it just feels like it's way too much for many of us, and we just quit. You know, I know that was me in the past. I tried so many times. I'm like, why is this not working? So the concept of add, swap, replace is, number one, is to start to add these more nutritionally dense foods into your diet. So let me give you the example. Okay. So a great swap for pasta is zucchini noodles. Okay. So if you could either buy them now frozen, you could buy them pre-done, or you could buy a spiralizer and you spiralize those zucchini noodles, which I can tell you is extremely gratifying. Like, it's one of those things, it feels very peaceful to spiralize. But that's a great swap: white pasta for zucchini noodles. If you're looking, of course, to lose weight, or to be able to reduce your caloric intake or your refined carbohydrates, it's a really great swap. Now, again, many people are like, I can't go from having pasta to going to eating zucchini in replacement. So the idea of doing the first step, the add, would be, okay, let's have that pasta and start to mix in the zucchini noodles in with the pasta. So maybe I'm reducing the amount of the pasta by somewhat, and I'm bulking it up with these zucchini noodles. So that way you're still getting, you know, the flavor, the, you know, you've got the twirliness of the zucchini noodles, but you also have that pasta that's with it. So you're still getting that old fix with kind of introducing this new thing. And that's when we start to add nutrition in. And again, we can do this with all different types of things. So maybe you're having, you know, you're having rice, and you want to add in some cauliflower rice, or you are having, let's say that you're having something like different types of dips. You know, maybe instead of making your dip with sour cream, you're adding in partial 2% or 0% Greek yogurt, right? So you're not giving up the thing completely, which is typically our mentality is like, okay, I'm going on this health journey, I'm going on this weight loss journey, saying no to this, saying yes to this doesn't work. So let's start to add it in. So we get used to the shift in the flavor. And then also, it just becomes more in your daily routine and your awareness.
Such incredible information so far. But before we get into more swapping details, it is time for a word from our sponsors.
Our next partner is AG1, the daily foundational nutritional supplement that supports whole body health and actually tastes amazing. You see, I decided to give AG1 a try about 2 months ago or so when I noticed that all my supplements that I was taking were sitting on my counter collecting dust. You see, it wasn't that I didn't want to take them. I just couldn't remember all the time. If I had taken them, I wouldn't remember when I took them. I wouldn't remember which ones I took, which ones maybe I missed. I had so many different supplements to be taking. So I needed an easier system for me to get all my nutrients in one place. And since AG1 replaces your multivitamin, your probiotic, and more in just one simple drinkable habit, it truly makes it the easiest solution. Since starting AG1 daily, I have yet to miss a day. And even while I'm traveling, I take the travel packs and the super sleek AG1 shaker along for the road, making it so much of an easier solution for me for a grab and go. So if you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/fitchicks. That's drinkag1.com/fitchicks and check it out today.
The second is what we're talking about today, which is swap. Okay, so swap is exactly that. We're going to swap out the zucchini noodles in our example for the pasta. And it doesn't mean every time. So let's say we're going to, you know, if we have pasta multiple times a week, maybe one of those times we're going to do a full replacement. I love zucchini noodles because one of the things I love about pasta is I love the actual twirling and eating of it. So for me, it's a really great transition. But, you know, for my husband, for example, he loves pasta and he also loves zucchini noodles. But there's times where, you know, I will swap out when I'm making dinner, swap out completely that, you know, tonight we're just doing zucchini noodles. And he's totally fine with that because we've done this kind of adding in. So there's times we have it and times we don't. And again, it's one of those things as well as a coach. And as a client, if you're looking to, you know, really make some shifts and you're like, I'm in a season where I'm looking to focus on my weight loss journey, then maybe that's a swap that you're making more regularly than less regularly. Okay. Also a great way to get more veggies in, low glycemic veggies. We love them. Vitamins, minerals, bulking up our food, volume eating, all the things we talk about at Fit Chicks. So that is the swap, right? So first we try adding it in. And then the next is swapping. And then the third is replace. So this is where we have made that transition. So let's say we are no longer having pasta and our go-to, and not saying no longer we're giving up for life, but our go-to, who we are, what it is that we go to when we make that decision to eat naturally is one of, oh, I'm going to have the zucchini noodles, right? It's this add swap replace method too is all about building a new habit. So when we start to bring it into our awareness, we start to add it in, we start to swap it out sometimes, and then we get to the place where we replace, which could be full time, or it literally to me, it's like replacing the old habit. And now that's your first thought. And I also like to use the example of coffee. So I used to be, when I first started drinking coffee, I drank like double double. Okay, so double cream, double sugar. Now I couldn't even stomach that. But it basically was like a sugar bowl. And then I started to, you know, swap out the sugar. I started to go to not the best, but fake sugars, right? Then I started to swap some of the cream for going into some like less cream. So I started to swap that out and started to reduce. And then I went to eventually I went to almond milk and no sweetener. And then I went to black. And now I still drink it with cream. But basically going from that place of two creams and two sugars to drinking a black coffee, if you guys drink coffee, you know that that is like unheard of. right? So it's this transition along the way. And then you get to this place where I am now, where I'm like, I couldn't even imagine drinking two sugars and two creams in a coffee, right? So it's this idea, again, you're replacing that habit, you're replacing that pattern, you're replacing that craving, that thought for it. So that's the add, swap, replace. Now, today, like I said, we're kind of really talking about some swaps. And the reason we're talking about that too is we are about to kick off Coach Week, Holistic Weight Loss Coach Week. It's our free 4-day event. And one of the bonuses in Coach Week is actually our top swaps guide. So if you want a guide for the things we're talking about today, head on over to fitchexacademy.com/coachweek. You can get your free ticket. We start on October 19th. It's a free 4-day event of teaching and coaching all around holistic weight loss, nutrition, mindset, and habits. Okay. And you'll get that free top swaps guide. But I love swaps, again, like I was saying earlier, because I think what it does is it really starts to empower us to lead our own nutrition. And that's really, at the end of the day, that's really what my goal is as an educator and a coach. That's what my goal is for my students and for my clients, is I want to get to that place where we have replaced the old way of thinking. We've replaced the old way of doing, and we have this new relationship with our nutrition. So what are some of the top swaps? And again, these are all broken down in the guide, but some of the top swaps that you can do to start really helping yourself or your clients. So I kind of break it up into four different categories. So the first category is nutritious carbs. Okay. So one of the things when we are shifting into eating towards holistic weight loss is we really want to focus on balancing our meals. And I teach something called the complete in three rule, where it's every meal has a protein, a fiber, and a healthy fat. Those three things create a complete in three meal. Now, where most people get stuck is on the fiber. And where we get fiber is from, of course, whole grains, but those are higher glycemic carbs, and fruits and vegetables, which there are a ton of low glycemic, which means they're lower in starch and impact blood sugar less. So when I'm looking at helping my clients with a swap, I look at how do we help them shift out a lot of these refined, not the whole grains, those are the good ones, but the highly refined processed carbs, and swap those out for some lower glycemic vegetables. And again, with this add, swap, replace, we're trying to add it in, then swap it out sometimes, then eventually replace it. So things, like I said, pasta for zucchini noodles. Another one I love is cauliflower rice for regular rice. I love cauliflower rice. If you cook, and the thing is too, guys, you have to cook these properly. So make sure that you are looking at the directions or Googling some recipes of how to really cook cauliflower rice and zucchini noodles without them turning into soupy slop. Things like lettuce wraps over having wraps, adding them in, swapping it out. Different things, like instead of having breadcrumbs, using crushed up nuts, or nuts instead of croutons. So instead of having crackers, utilizing things like red pepper boats or slices of cucumber, right? A lot of times we want certain foods, not necessarily for the taste of them. We want them as the vehicle. We want them as the vehicle to be able to take the dip into our mouth, right? Or eat the sandwich. So it's starting to play with that. So those are some really easy ways to start to shift out or start to add, swap, and replace those higher glycemic carbs for lower ones. The second thing I really like to swap out is sugar. So lower sugar things, like lower sugar smoothies. Thinking about how do we start to reduce that high glycemic, even natural sugars in our smoothies, in our coffees, in our day-to-day stuff. So for example, if we're having, maybe I should say low sugar beverages. So let's say if in our smoothies, a lot of times we're putting in things like bananas, mangoes, the really higher sugar fruits, which are also higher glycemic and higher in calories. So if we're looking to swap to something more lower sugar, avocados are really great. You can use less of them to get that creamy texture like a banana without increasing the sugar, and you can keep the calories around the same. Or having things, for example, instead of using even natural sugars like maple syrup, having different sweeteners that like monk fruit or stevia that we could swap into, again, lower glycemic. So it's looking at these options and helping to educate our clients and ourselves on what even is available out there as a swap, which is why we created the Top Swaps Guide. So another one is for dairy. So the thing with dairy too is dairy is very high in sugar. So especially if you're looking at lower fat dairies. So when we take something out, we have to put something in. So this is what's fascinating. When we're taking out the sugar in milk, like skim milk, it increases, or sorry, we're taking the fat out in skim milk, it increases the sugar content. So if you look at a cup of skim milk, it has up to 12 grams of sugar, which is 4 teaspoons of sugar. Would you eat 4 teaspoons of sugar? So great swaps for that are unsweetened nut milk, seed milk. I do recommend to reduce oat milk. Oat milk's very popular right now, but it's oat milk is essentially the starch pulled out of oats. So, which again is higher glycemic. So going for more of the nuts and the seed milks, but the unsweetened versions are really great. There's different options too, for different yogurts. Also, if you have clients who are intolerant to dairy, to know those swaps. So it's very, very important that we have these alternatives. So I gave you a few examples. Again, if you want to grab that Top Swaps Guide where I go through all of kind of the eat this, not that, head on over to fitchixacademy.com/coachweek, get your free ticket. You can get the free swaps guide included. We also have included our How to Build Weight Loss Green Smoothies Guide, which can be super helpful too, especially for those of you who are coaching and really wanting to shift your nutrition and helping to build those smoothies in a way that benefit you. Okay, so this is something that I hope is helpful for you guys. I really hope that you go get the guide or just try even some of the swaps I talked about today and getting into that pattern of add, swap, replace. Really what nutrition is about, first of all, educating yourself. Second of all, starting to recognize where it is in your life that you want to make those shifts or things that are not serving you nutritionally. And then it really is about then getting into the habit of making those changes, which is why, you know, not only is it about if you are a coach, you have to be accountable and coaching for your clients, but even if you are just using these to coach yourself, it's the same method. Okay. We got to educate first, then we've got to look and build awareness, and then we have to then start to shift those habits. And top swaps and swaps are one of the best things to do because you're doing all three at the same time. Okay. So I hope you guys got something out of this. Have an amazing week. I will see you next week on the podcast. But in the meantime, I hope to see you all in Coach Week. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out.
Thank you all so much for listening to Fit Chicks Chat today. We hope you loved today's episode. And again, if you want to learn more, if you love this stuff and you want to dive in deep and learn about what it means to become a certified holistic nutrition weight loss coach, for all aspiring coaches or for coaches out there looking to get even more knowledge when it comes to holistic health practices, please join us for our free Coach Week that is starting soon. Go to fitchicksacademy.com/coachweek to grab your free ticket today. We look forward to seeing you there. And thank you once again. We'll see you soon.